Good morning, people of America. Today is November 4th, 2297. 21 days until Thanksgiving. So, we've come up on a 220-year anniversary for... We've already passed it, right? I didn't get to say anything about it, but 220 years ago, in a couple days, nuclear bombs dropped. Everyone pretty much incinerated into a nuclear fire. But I think I can probably keep up with my regular scheduled broadcast. Finally, we've built up a good, another decent-sized force once more. We have found the Waste Walker once again, as he helps us. God bless that man. He's helped us many, many times in the past. Only if he was there to help us with Forquin's pride. Now, we're being hunted by every other brother to steal a group that isn't us. Daily we find or we hear about people being killed for possibly keeping us out of, keep hiding us. But nope, we ain't hiding no more. Most of Traverse City is now under Brotherhood of Steel protection. We built a 35-foot wall around the whole city. We have entrances and exits all set up. Security guards, vertebrates, we got stingrays. Getting supplies from our allies that are in Michigan. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Rationing projects pretty much been on pretty much been shut down for an unknown period of time. I hope you guys will all be healthy. Get your rations. We still have a lot that we didn't get to dish out. And we did make it back to our old base. Found a huge rationing supply. And we have a team coming back with that now. The old base was pretty much burnt to the ground. Except our cache of weapons and food and all that stuff that we hid. Our power plant. Crew, the Coca-Cola got crew, Robco factory crew, they all made it this way. We found another Coca-Cola plant, actually bigger than the one that was in Alaska, and we're remodeling that to kind of help out. We're getting Coca-Cola. We actually found a Sunset Sarsaparilla factory as well, so... Want some Sunset Sarsaparilla? Go right ahead. We do have a Vim supplier. Someone who owns a Vim factory. So they are selling it to us, and then we're selling it back to you. So, and actually, we sell it for a bargain. We're not in it for the money. Just in it to help out people. Besides, we make our own money anyways. Want to get your own Brotherhood of Steel currency? Go right ahead. Again, I've heard stories about some fellow or fella in some armored suit. They called it a Mjolnir. And he carried around weapons I've never even seen before. I've never seen it myself, but the description's completely off than anything I've ever heard of. Even the armor. More powerful than power armor, and yet not quite as big. Not as bulky. The man isn't even, the suit doesn't even crease it. The man is over 7'5". Taller than any power or armor I've ever seen. We can use someone like him. Increased endurance, increased everything. Carries around weapons no one's ever even seen. There's also rumors of people that are smaller than him that wear a similar type of armor that came out of the sky. Most of them are in either groups of up to 5 to by themselves, scattered all across the waste. If you want to, the most noted sighting was at Boston itself. You can find the dude, the man who is running around. People call him a Spartan. He's a big man. Big dude. Not even irradiated. He's tested. Zero radiation. And the other guys are called Orbital Drop Shock Troopers. And apparently that's their full name. They have an acronym called ODST. Yeah, that's it. I've never even heard of them before, but they call themselves the UNSC. Strange world. Said they never even seen Earth like this. They gave me a theory. I met an ODST guy roaming around in Michigan. One dude all by himself said his whole squad's dead. He said, the reason why we're all in a nuclear wasteland is because of a terrorist group called the Insurrectionist. Not the Chinese, the Insurrectionist. Posing as Chinese soldiers and launched nuclear bombs all over Earth. And all these creatures we see, like Deathclaws and super mutants. They created them. I kind of find it hard to believe. But that's what his theory was. But we tried to get in contact again, but we couldn't find them. And back in Adrian where we found him. So now, who knows where he is. I'm Inquisitor Foreman, this is November 4th, Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel.